For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Well, as you hear this, I'm probably headed to the airport on my way to Bolivia to do some audio and video work for the Drug Truth Network. I'm going with a group called Witness for Peace, and speaking on their behalf, this is Michael Josephs.
And I work for an organization called Peace Brigades International that sends international volunteers into countries in conflict to protect in a nonviolent way activists who are at risk in those countries because of their work. But I'm here mostly today to talk about my work with Witness for Peace, which is an organization that works to change U.S. foreign policy towards Latin America. And I'm on the board of directors of Witness for Peace currently, and served in the past on the Nicaragua team, the Cuba team, and the Colombia team of Witness for Peace for a total of about 4.5 years.
Tell us what this trip is about, what we're likely to encounter along the way.
Sure. Well, we want to, largely look at the impact of U.S. foreign policy in Bolivia, and there's a lot of change that's underfoot in Bolivia, so we want to try and get a scope of what's happening in the country, so that we can come back to the United States and be more informed about the reality of what's actually happening in Bolivia, to be able to engage with our political processes here in the United States.
And then we have Mr. Evo Morales, a former coca grower who's now the president of Bolivia and who wants to destigmatize the use of the coca plant, which is used widespread, is in fact legal in Bolivia, is it not?
Absolutely, yes. It's a legal and a commonly used product in Bolivia. The indigenous community in Bolivia has used the coca leaf as part of their diet, mostly by chewing on it, for centuries and centuries. It's been just a very common part of their culture and their practice there. And now currently it also has a number of different types of uses. It's used in teas and toothpaste, and has a number of medicinal uses as well, but all sorts of sort of modern products that include use of the coca leaf.
Well, I know.
All of which, of course, have absolutely non-narcotic effect of any type.
Well, while we're down there, we're sure to try any and all of these products to see if they are indeed addictive. I'll be sure to give you some audio and video reports in that regard. If you'd like to get a copy of the Unvarnished Truth DVD, Counterculture or Positive Culture, please visit our website, drugtruth.net. 15 minutes is available online. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.